Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at DoralHyundai, DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who are 2-0 to start the season after beating Philly 2-1. Next up, the Cats will host Ottawa tomorrow night. In the NFL, Week 6 began with the Giants upsetting the Eagles 34-17. Week 6 continues on Sunday with the Dolphins hosting the Chargers. And in baseball, the Dodgers advanced to the ALCS, beating the Phillies 2-1 in 11 innings. And the Cubs forced a game 5 with the Brewers with a 6-0 win. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Number 58 from San Jose State, out of Milpitas High School, Kim Boekerper.
Are you glad you got that out of the way? Joining us is Kim Boekerper. And Bo, thanks for coming on here, a special edition of Football Friday. And by the way, thank you for pushing me to get that colonoscopy done, brother. I appreciate it. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't even thinking about it, man. And you started, and you had a good story of your own. I was like, he's right, man. I went home and started thinking about it. So thank you. I got it.
Well, I wasn't worried about you going in and having it done. I was worried about you the night before for the that process.
Oh, Lord.
That's not a fun thing right
no.
there.
Lost a lot of weight, but that was the only good thing to come out of it. Hey, Bo, so we got a lot to talk about. Listen, man, yeah. I know it's a broken record, and Woody's rolling his eyes getting ready to blast me again. They got 4 or 5 offensive linemen out. They got their starting tackles out, who are both high first-round picks and really good players, and Slater and all. If there's ever a game that your defensive line was going to get this thing figured out, it's when everybody on that O-line is basically banged up or out of this game. Do they make changes besides the arm tackling I heard about yesterday from Anthony Weaver? Could you see some small changes going into this game or something else they can do?
Yeah, I think so. But look, Joe, we went into Carolina. Oh, they got the backup running back. And
right.
I think one of their guards was hurt.
Yes.
And look what happened to us.
Yeah.
You know, I remember playing – and playing a game where there was a bunch of guys out. And so, you know, and look, you do everything that you're doing normally during the week, but kind of going, these guys. And then all of a sudden we're down by 10 or something. You go, oh my God, what happened? You know? And so I tend to kind of try to stay away from that. Although it's human nature. Oh, look, half their guys are out and this and that or whatever. They got this problem or that problem. But look, So if you're the Chargers, you're looking at the Dolphins.
Yes.
And saying same thing, right?
Yes.
Oh, they got a bunch of guys out. They got a bunch of rookies playing. None of them are playing really well. You know, this and that. And so, I don't know. It's just, you know, I think where we're at right now, you can't really take your belt, tighten it up, and say, hey, we're going to win this one. You know what I mean? But you talked about the defense. I think I'm not going to say it's a simple solution to the defense, but I think part of it is, and you know, we're reading or, you know, hearing what Anthony Weaver said and kind of got thrown under the bus by the coach, you know, and that I'd like to have been in a room for that conversation. But, you know, to simplify it, I would say everybody just do your own job.
Yeah.
Right. Don't be, you know, so he talked about, they talked about the front, the defensive line, which they only play 2 or 3 guys, and they tried some 4-man line. They're kind of moving things around there, but you know the defensive lines. The first thing they got to do is be able to keep people off their linebackers. They've got to keep them on the line of scrimmage, and stay in their positions and not let them get to the second level, because they get to the second level and they miss. then that third level is just, you know, just pick and choose where you want to go.
Right.
And the other thing too is, look, you know, for 3 weeks they had no turnovers, and so over the last couple weeks the emphasis was on turning the ball over. Well, you know, there's two ways to turn the ball over, and in the way that, I mean, I'm talking about from a not from an interception standpoint, but from a fumble standpoint.
Yeah.
First guy stands the guy up, and then the rest of the guys try to punch the ball out. And I think they're getting it. And it, look, that's what Anthony Weaver talked about. Guys were just trying to punch the ball out, and while they're punching the ball out,
guys are running.
You know, look, I've seen this. We've seen this time and time again, Joe. Guy gets some wraps money. He's punching the ball out. Meanwhile, the guy's still running 10 yards down the the field, right?
Yes.
So I think you've got to be smart. You got to be smarter at that. You know, it was always, you know, hey, first guy holds him up, and then here comes the cavalry trying to punch the ball out. So got to be a little bit of that. And I don't know what you do about the defensive linemen. You know, Jordan Phillips, in the first couple games, we were going, oh, he's playing pretty well. Kenneth Grant has not played well at all. In fact, I mean, he got pushed around. In the last couple games, he got pushed around pretty well by the offensive line. So he's got to find a way to be more stout. But you got nowhere to go, Joe. You those are the guys you put in. You know, and the same thing on the offensive side with
Savianaya.
Savianaya, he's struggling out there. But it's much like I always go back to the Patrick Paul thing. If he wouldn't have those 350 snaps he had last year, we wouldn't see we may not be seeing the way he's playing now. You know, in that same so it's kind of like these guys got to go through it and figure it out. And as they're figuring out, you got a bunch of rookies out there. They're trying to figure it out, and it's a tough proposition.
Yeah, because I don't think any of us, and maybe shame on us, Bo, but we kind of looked at this young class and goes, man, we're going to have a lot of them really help us, yep. And we're going to be really good. And we didn't know their rankings were going to be almost dead last in the league for their positions in some cases. I just worry about confidence, Bo. They have confidence, I'm good to go. But if it's like, oh, damn, it just happened again. Yep. Oh, here we go again. Yep. And they put their head down. Not that you got much to do. I mean, you got Benito Jones and Matthew Butler. We're rotating everybody as it is. So,
yeah.
It's a tough situation.
So Joe, this you know, the other thing too is this, you know, you let's go back to training camp, right? Let's go back to preseason games. So we go in first preseason game. I don't think Kenneth Grant played much after that first preseason. You know, we've seen enough of him. Well, no, you didn't. You know, and so those rookies that you're throwing in there. And all of a sudden, and you know, for what the only valuable practices they had from rookies from being to where you want to get them is were the joint practices with the Bears and the Lions, and then three preseason games, and a couple of them didn't play a lot in a couple of those games. So now you come into week one, and it's all go all the time, and these guys they're not prepared for it. You know, it's just so. It's going to be a learning thing, and they can't – what are they going to do? Sit all those guys down?
No.
They can't do that.
This is all you have, man. The drop-off where everybody wants you to go out and find something else, it's just – not there.
But so to your point from confidence, you know, what happens if the Chargers come in here?
Oh, man.
You get the ball first. Your offense goes nowhere. Chargers go right down the field and score. And then you get the same thing. And next thing you know, you're down 14-0. You know, then what happens? And look, I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but it certainly could be from what we've seen over the course of this season. Then that confidence starts to waver, right? Not only with the guys that are having trouble, but the guys that are trying to do their job and help those guys. You know, they're in a bind. So, yeah, it's
Hey, Bo, I got to bring this one up. Tua talks and at some point talks about team and he says all the right things. But then somehow he goes, I go home. I'm fine. I don't pay attention to what anybody says. He gets in the family and the kids. And it just sometimes, Bo, I feel like our fan base, you for sure. I just heard you. You got to tell me what you're feeling just to this whole thing about after games. You want to know those guys really, really friggin' care. I get they get their money no matter what and stuff.
Yeah.
He just says things sometimes that just I don't really want to hear my quarterback saying. I think Woody's on to something. What's your take?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm usually not in the interview room when Tua talks or Mike talks. And just circumstances last week, I was, just because they came in really quickly and so I was in there. And so I'm listening to a talk and it was just kind of, just not the words he was saying, just his body language in this. It's just like, you know, here's what I would want to see my quarterback come in there and feel hurt and know that he's hurting and know that he's disappointed. I mean, he came in like a college professor and look, he answered the questions and blah, blah, blah. And he was, you know, okay. But you know, it seemed like just matter of fact, like where's your heart at? Where's your heart? You got beat in one of the worst games you could possibly see. And it's kind of like, okay, just another day. You know, you want to see, you know, and look, maybe that's him trying. Cause look, the guy has been polarizing since he was in college and coming out of college. And
that's
true. He's certainly been raked over the coals here in South Florida. And so maybe that's his way just to deal with it and get through it.
Yeah.
And
maybe look, you're right. Everybody's different.
But look, it doesn't, I don't think it plays well with, certainly doesn't play well with me. I don't think it plays well with you. And I think most of the fans are going, was this guy emotionally involved or concerned about it? It just seems like it's just another day, you know?
Well, I don't want to hear about potato chips on the couch, and I don't want to hear about you can't play this position, which we all know, obviously, you and I can't play that position.
Well, look, this, and I think he said this twice, you know, why don't you come up and see how you would do or something to that, you know, so some guy sitting, you know, like Hollywood sitting in the sofa with a, you know, a bucket of ice cream and potato chips and stuff and saying, hey, why don't you come in here and try this? You know what I mean?
Well, the fact that Woody would have to get away from that ice cream and potato chips would piss him off to start with.
Which will never happen.
Which he doesn't want.
By the way, I think Woody told me that you owe him a dinner at Catching
Fire. I do. He tried to way to bring it up, Bo. I do. Hey, Woody, he brought it up. You know how many times Woody, he brought it up Monday?
Woody, let me just give you a heads up. Next week is the snow trap season. It's opening up on the 17th or something. And we're going to bring out the Colossos right off the bat. You might want to choose that day for. Tell Joe to go to the bank and let's go to the restaurant.
Hey, you know what? I do owe him, and I actually, because last time we did, I lost a bet. We went to Joe's, and so I am going to go up there and I'm going to enjoy him myself. But he trying to bring the family and the wife and stuff. I go, no, your wife ain't going to this. She got to stay home and take care of the kids. This is you. Don't be bringing Vladdy and all the other guys who are drinking doubles on me there on the party. So, yeah, Bo, man, I was just, trying to figure out 14 carries, 19 yards. That can't ever happen again. I don't care who we're playing. You agree?
No.
We got to be able to run it on the other side, too. And I know we got some guys that are having problems like most teams right now.
Yeah, but that you know, I mean, look. Wasn't that going in? Wasn't that the thought? Like, just run the football. You run the football well. Run the football. You know, you lost Tyreek. Pound that running game. And boy, I don't know what happened, Joe. I really don't know what happened. You know, I think Savai and I had a bad game. I think Paul probably didn't have the type of game that he's used to having. And let's not forget, you got a right side. Where those two guys and I don't know, you know, Daniels and Austin Jackson, you know, when are these guys going to stand up and play football, Joe?
I don't know.
Daniels plays three plays for the season. Jackson plays about a half of a game. And here we are coming into what week are we into now? Seven or what week? We're six.
What is six? Yeah, six games.
Week six, and they're available to come off. And Mike, well, you know, yeah, they're not ready, and maybe another couple of weeks or what? You know, I've seen guys who like that had shoulder surgery and it come back faster than these guys. I don't, you know.
Well, I don't know, man. I just hope guys want it. I hope guys haven't shut down, and we'll find out. I'm sure this is going to be another one that goes right down to the wire again with their injury and stuff. So we'll see. But hey, Bo, thanks, man. Appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We'll catch up with you later on.
All right, I'll see you in a little while. Kim Bocamper joining us to talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins. I know I owe you, man. Go ahead, say something. You can say something. It's all right.
No, I didn't know stone crab season was coming up. Sounds good.
Fresh. Wait, the guy had to open his mouth. I was going to take you during that anyway. I was waiting for the stone crabs to take you for my lost bet. You're probably going to want to make another.
You
want
to go
today.
Double or nothing this weekend? No. See how good you're feeling about the Chargers?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that, man.
I'll bring everyone here. Bring the whole family.
I know. Yeah.
We'll go double or nothing if you want.
They weren't very nice to me on that bill that day. They guys loaded up. They thought I was some rich guy or something the way they were acting. Hey, man, I got to take a second to tell you about something really important if you own your own business, huh? Boy, if you're a business owner and you're feeling a little bit of stress these days, a lot more headaches. If you're just plain tired of being tired, I got a guy I want you to call. His name, he's the main man. He's been the main man here in South Florida for a long time. He owns that. Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. He's the best business broker in the entire state of Florida. He doesn't just list businesses. He packages businesses to sell. And that's really what makes him the best at what he does, man. Florida's booming. You know that. A lot of people are moving down here, have sold their companies in other places to come down here with their families, and they're looking for companies just like the ones you have. Nothing's too specialized, nothing's too big, nothing's too small. Boy, I'm telling you what, and he really is the total package. Matter of fact, I want to say this. Anthony's got a program called the Biz Exit Experts Advisor Program. Listen to this. It can help you increase your business value by up to 71% or more before you even list it for sale. Over 80,000 business owners have already used it, and it's helped them in a big way. Anthony Caliendo wants to do it with you, the main man. Dial 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Talk to him directly. It's the only guy you're going to be dealing with is Anthony. He'll flip your biz and cash you out big. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming on, really excited. Paul Maurice going to join the Florida Panthers head coach in just a few minutes. It's amazing. Just everything's been said. They're 2-0. Another win. Brad Marchand, third period goal. Get a lot of shots. Don't give up a lot of shots. Big Bob's been good. You know, Big Bob's faced 39 shots in two games. The system. They play hard, and one more game, by the way, at home tomorrow before they hit the road. But just a great story and a great start to the season. So Coach Maurice will join us coming up. We'll talk to him in just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. We'll talk to him before we get the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, we got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, and he's going to be on fire today with things. And you know, everybody trying to figure out if you got rookies, and we're watching the Giants running back and their quarterback just add an incredible amount of passion and emotion. Remember a couple weeks ago, they're like, well, should Russell Wilson still be starting? It's not fair to the quarterback because he's not ready. He hasn't been there long enough. They're going to chew him up. He gets his second win. Runs when he has to, which obviously also helps a lot when you're not real sure of coverages yet, which he's not and been around enough, but he's been good enough throwing the ball. He got a running game going. He's a big part of it. And he's got this guy at running back that is just, he acts like he's been in the league for 5 or 6 years, man. Just incredible passion and talent from their first and fourth picks in the draft.
Yeah, they turned it around before the Dolphins. That stings.
Well,
and I don't know how good that guy's going to be, but at the very least, he acts the part.
Hey, man, it was a big upset last night. Nobody, there's not one person out there going to tell me, even with A.J. Brown trying to destroy the team. 34-17.
Hey, man, what's up with all the good teams this year? The Eagles seem a little messy. We know our teams in the AFC. The Chiefs are against the ropes here.
Yeah,
the Ravens might have been knocked out already.
By the way, the Ravens schedule.
Not good.
And the Kansas City schedule, they don't let up. This is what you get for being really good last year.
I don't think KC's going to beat Detroit. Do you?
I think it's going to be a good game. But, no, I wouldn't bet against Detroit.
It's the way KC's playing and Eagles, where he's banged up.
The Eagles just don't look like the same team. And by the way, start on the line of scrimmage. They just don't look the same.
Well, they look like they're going through the motions, right? They look like a team that just won. And they're kind of going through the motions.
My other take on this is, we'll do this with Mike Florio a little bit later on. The AJ Brown stuff. I called this. I called it weeks ago. They were winning, but he was like, you know, and I'm not saying he's jumping up and down and screaming and yelling and pouting and stuff, but he got his money, but he's not getting his production. He wants it. He had a better game, but, you know, they get their ass kicked by 17. They've gotten away from what they did a year ago where they just ran. They're not as good running the ball either. I mean, the numbers are so far off on Saquon from what they were a year ago. It's not even close. But, yeah, it's been a crazy year in the NFL. It really has. Some of it. And I got to tell you, I know nobody wants to hear this, but when you play really well and you're one of the best teams, you play a tougher schedule. This is just what they do. They want to see the best matchups for Monday nights and Sunday nights. And then on top of that, you know, the draft and free agency and freeing up money, it changes things. That's what, by the way, it's one of the great things I think the league does is try to give, if you've been really bad, they want you to help you. By higher draft, you know, the crappier team you have. And then if you have free agent, a lot of money. Look what New England's done with their money. They look like a different team than a year ago.
I just watched that game last night. I watched that quarterback, and it gets you excited, right? Because you know something like that hopefully will be coming soon.
Yes. Boy, you sure hope so.
Right? Someone with a little bit of, you know, a little moxie, well, whatever you want to call it, right?
Why don't we talk about a team that's got it figured out? Paul Maurice and the Florida Panthers. He's going to join us in just a few minutes here. We'll talk to the coach. Hey, man, wherever you're headed in South Florida, if you need a truck, I want to let you know South Florida Chevy dealers got some great deals going on in trucks. We got locations really close to you this weekend to go out and check out the durable Colorado with a standard turbo max engine and impressive torque. Maybe over to Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong. Really delivering all the power and advanced technology you need for workday workhorse and a weekend warrior. We got you, man. And the Silverado HD, you'll feel so confident with its legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. We got a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle right now. If it's a full-time working truck, and by the way, not 5 days a week, but 6 and 7 days a week, and it never stops because this is how you make a living. Well, listen, we got a truck that's absolutely perfect for you. Midsize, full-size, and heavy-duty trucks. Chevy will never let you down. See your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend for outstanding offers that are going on right now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now
it's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyota of Hollywood.com.
Thank you, Woody. And off to a fast start once again. Florida Panthers, and we're joined this morning. Always great having him, Paul Maurice, Florida Panthers head coach. Coach, thank you so much, man, for finding some time before you play this last game and hit the road. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I got to tell you, I've never had the celebration. We came up short a few times in the old days, but you have the ring ceremony the night before. Guys are dressed up, and I'm going, oh, boy, they got a game tomorrow. Then the guys do the nice banner being lifted and, you know, up in the arena, and I'm like, boy, I always wonder that first game, the focus and the energy. You guys came out like it was a playoff game. I was shocked. Of everything that's happened so far, the energy you guys played with in that game.
You know what? You would think so, right? All the things kind of stack up against you, but we had the exact same thing happen last year when we did it. Training camp's hard, right? Good. We had a really good summer. I think our fitness levels were really good. Training camp's hard, but what's great about the ring ceremony and the banner raising, it's your first reminder. Like, we don't really talk about it much here. But when the cup and the training camp, we got a work to do. Everybody works hard. But the night before, they do a really nice job, and it is a great memory. And I think it fires them up. You worry about them coming out flat because they're distracted with those things. But it's a wonderful distraction, and I think it brings a lot of energy. The crowd loves it. So we get a good building, lots of buzz, and we played very well.
It's real simple, man. I've been saying, you know, we watch. Hey, we sit here on the radio and we talk about all our teams and the chemistry and the culture, which I get a little burned out on all the culture talk that everybody wants to talk about, and front office and coaching and players. And you guys obviously right now are the standard for all those things. But you know what? In the opener, I just said, man, they play hard. They believe in that system. And it looks right now just like it did. Some of the names are different, like it did last year when you guys are playing well. Do you feel that way?
I feel we're further ahead than we were last year at this time in terms of that structure with players out. So it's going to look a little different in maybe the result, and we probably won't score quite as much. You got two, 80 to 100 point guys out of your lineup, and then Sasha Barkov, who's a Selke Award winner. But what I mean, look at, by effect, it shouldn't look any different in how we're playing. We may not finish as much. There'll be some plays that don't get completed, but structurally, and from a work ethic point of view, there should be no difference in our team. And I think we're seeing that. The first two games were a little bit light in terms of physicality. That's what you get when you got a Western Conference team and then an out-of-division team. I think that ramps up tomorrow. We'll get a playoff team in real fast, real physical. So that'll look – the playoff-style game will have to be there for us tomorrow.
The first line, Verhaeghe, Bennett, and Marchand. Looks pretty good. Are you pretty happy with it so far? I know that more they play together, the better it'll get.
Yeah, they look like they almost do when Matthew Tkachuk's playing, because Brad Marchand's got the same kind of hand skills. He can create an awful lot. Get a puck to the net, obviously, in the game winner yesterday. He really gifted in that department. They had a head Carter Verhaeghe as +9 in the plus minus chances for and against in game one, which is a huge number. So it's there for them. We'll just make sure they don't get frustrated. They had some really good looks in the first game that didn't go for them. So as long as they can kind of stay with that style and not try to open their game up to create more, we got a really good line there.
I got to ask you about a guy that's getting a lot of playing time here, former first-round pick in Samuskevic. Did you give him the green light to fire when necessary?
So you know what I'm going to give a little credit to is Evan Rodriguez here. And he's, first of all, he loves playing with both those guys, Boqvist and Samuskevic. Yeah. And he's such a great veteran leader on that line, and he empowers those guys. He wants that puck on his stick, and he wants it off his stick. So what's interesting, they're not the three biggest guys on our team. They play on speed and skill, but there's an intensity to their game and a quickness. They're a big part of what you would call, I guess, our second power play unit that scored both our power play goals. He's got a great pace to their game. Samo can play that game. He can play that. He can quick into holes, get the puck on and off his stick. He's got a great shot. We believe it's just a matter of time before the pucks start going in. Just a timing thing and an experience thing as he spends more time in the league. But we really like what that line can do. We haven't had them matched up against the line yet that we didn't like. So they've been really strong for us.
Yeah. boy, I'll tell you what, just often running 2-0, and as you said, Ottawa tomorrow before hitting the road. I got to ask you this, Coach. I can't let this go. It's a hot topic before the season started. In that last preseason game, Tampa Bay obviously brought up some guys that have no shot of playing on a big squad, and they were some tough guys, and it just got out of friggin' control. And John Cooper, I don't know what your relationship is. Do you just let that go? Do you talk? I know people are saying, hey, there's no way the Panther, you guys are about winning. But what was that all about? I'm just curious what your thoughts were.
Yeah. I tell you about our team. I know that in all situations, and we've had versions of that before, and it's usually a team that we played in consecutive playoff years, right? There's a lot of physicality, and there's a lot of kind of anger that comes up for the losing team. But the question is, like, how do you get to use that? How do you get to play through that?
Right.
And we've just been through it before. It's just not that big a deal to our team. I mean, we had Boston come in first game after we had beaten them twice, and it was nasty and it was on. It was
good
actually
point.
More physical. So it's part of you get playoff success. All the great rivalries are built in playoffs. So we have one with Toronto, we've got one with Boston, we certainly have one with Tampa, and we have one with Carolina. Those are all the teams that we've played twice. They are going to be the most intense games. They're most favorite. These are both, you know, proud guys on both sides. Everybody hates losing. So we will see that with the teams that we've, and you see it maybe more in exhibition because there's not the same kind of cost.
Right.
You can cross the line a little easier and it doesn't affect you as much. So we learn how to handle those things. It really wasn't that big a deal in half of the room after the game. There's kind of lots of laughing and joking about it, and we'll move on.
Oh, that's great. You know what? That's fantastic. Listen, you guys have dominated last 3 years, all the teams in the East. And I can see it, like, you guys, all right, we get what this is about, and we're not going to get caught up in this. We got a bigger goal, but we understand what they're all trying to do and setting up these games. The rivalry really has become, I know we talk about Boston and even Toronto a little bit. You mentioned Carolina, but for me, that Tampa Bay, because they've had some really good teams, Coach, and you've knocked them out early in the playoffs. Maybe if they're not playing you, maybe they're going deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, we think they are close to being the best team in the East right now if they're healthy and lots of skill. Those kind of games, those physical games, that maybe it's kind of how we play. So it's not like we're a light skilled team that's the other teams decide they're going to try to intimidate or run out of the building. It's just the intensity of former playoff series.
Yeah. You know, I get asked this because you got to make cuts, and you obviously had a lot of guys that played really well in the preseason, even when some of the other teams are playing veterans. Your guys haven't played look really good, which means we look a little deep. Do you like some of the players in the future that you had to give the bad news to that had to start the season somewhere else?
We felt there were a couple of guys up front, maybe one or two on the blue line, that their camp said they could have stayed. And you know how it works, and I can't explain it because I don't fully understand it. Because of the Barkov injury and some of the cap situation that we would have, we actually had to send Samo down for a day to get to where we needed to get to and brought him back up. So we had to, some of it's based on the contracts the players have and how it all fits in. But we had some really good camps by some of those guys on the edge. And that's important because the longer you go in these playoff runs, the more you can expect that you're going to have injuries the next year and you're really going to have to rely on that depth.
You just said something that's really interesting. I always wonder, because you work closely with the GM, who does have to understand the money, and another money guy, I'm sure, in there. You don't. You stay out of that completely, number one. Yeah. And number two, are you aware of how the cap works? I'm not.
No, I have an idea about it. And it's like anything else. Like, we got those guys are experts at it. That's all they do. So between Bill Zito and Braden Birch, who does a lot of our cap work here, that's what Braden does every day, all day. So he's the expert. So
right.
There's really not there's not a point in me getting involved in that. I understand. And in some ways, as the coach here, you're certainly you get a great benefit because we spend right to the cap every year, and you understand that there might be some games where you got to play with shorter guy, 19 guys to make it work. So I have no problem with that because the reason that the driver of it is Bill Zito and his staff is trying to put the best players on the ice every night.
Hey, before I let you run, I'm just curious. I got a zillion things to talk about, your 71 shots, the first two games and all that stuff. But I wanted to ask you, just the crowd, have you noticed the more winning you're doing, the more jacked up and packed the arena
is? It is
now.
Awesome. It is, you know what? And I understand it. But when we first got here, a game like last night would have felt half Philadelphia. You know, and like we would get Boston in here and some of these teams, and it would feel like you were playing a road game. And now it's just not the case. I mean, we got great fans. They're loud. They're into the game. I think they know their players. I think that's what we've had some continuity here so that they can attach themselves to a guy, one of their favorite players. And they've seen Carter Verhaeghe play here for a while and Sam Reinhart, whoever it is. There's a connection now between our fans because we've had some, we've had some great success. So they've been a part of that. They've been to Game 6 and Game 7 and saw the Cup come out. And so they get to see all these guys. We haven't had a huge amount of turnover, but there's just not very many road jerseys in the stands anymore. Yeah. It's all Panthers.
What? Amazing. It's amazing what winning does. Right. Hey, before I let you go, I can't forget about Big Bob, man. He's not getting a whole lot of work, though, with the defense in front of him. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he is he had himself ready to go for this season.
Yeah. Well, he really did. He is absolutely the right guy to play behind that defense because it's harder than people think. They'll look at the shot total and say, not a lot of shots, not a lot of work. But because we play so aggressively, every once in a while something breaks loose and it's a high-end chance. There's not too many of it. And then he'll go 6 or 7 minutes without any action. And that is way harder than – I think anybody understands. Sometimes the nights where the other team comes in and they put up 40 on you, that's an easy night for the tender because you're in a rhythm and you just stay in it. But he has long stretches of time in the first two, and going back to last year. So what he's done is he's developed the skill set to handle it, to be able to sit for 5 or 6 minutes, not have any action, and then boom, you get a 2-on-1 or a partial break. So that's why his veteranness is so important to our team. It's an unusual game that he has to mentally fight through.
Yeah, man. So many guys. Again, it's just amazing. Great start. Hey, Coach, thank you so much for finding some time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime for you.
All right. Appreciate it. Paul Maurice, Florida Panthers head coach. Play hard. Play the system. It's incredible. And they all buy in, man. Not only do they all buy in, now everybody in the league wants to be here. By the way, great point, Woody. Guys they know who the players are every year, man. The core of guys never changes. Been able to keep all those guys, man, is good for business. Hey, I'll tell you who else is good for business. Michael Cotchie at Choice Market. Speaking of a guy that loves hockey, got a couple of sons still playing. Hey, man, I want to talk about Michael Cotchie at Choice Mortgage for just a second, though. I want to talk about the guy that's going to get you a mortgage quickly. I want to talk about the rates, fixed rates in the fives right now, whether it's self-employed and been declined by the banks. It doesn't really matter. I want to let you know he's got a great program for you. First-time home buyer programs ready to go. Now that if you've been declined by the banks, process is taking too long, don't worry. Michael Cotchie at Choice Mortgage get it done half the time of the banks. And I just want, everybody know debt consolidation. If you need that money, man. Let Michael Cotchie help you get that second mortgage and get going. This is what he does and does with the best rates and getting all the paperwork done ahead of time. Even on the weekend, this guy's working 30 years of experience. So if you're looking for somebody to get going on what you're looking for right now to get that mortgage, the man has no life. He truly does work 7 days a week. Call or text him 561-441-2730. Check out Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews saying a lot of nice things about him. 1-566-561-441-2730 or MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.